Welcome to Time with Abba, the Pleasured Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 18, Monday, 2020, Day 18. Today's topic, why we can forget to be with God. What is the consequence? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 10 verses 16 to 18, Genesis chapter 37 verse 1 to chapter 38. Verse 30. Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 to 45. Proverbs 3, verses 27 to 32. Today's main passages. The first one is from Genesis chapter 37, verses 33 to 35. Jacob recognized it and said, "It is my son's rope. Some ferocious animal has devoured him." Joseph has surely been torn to pieces. Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave." So his father wept for him. Second passage actually is the passage we're going to read 2 days later. It's from Genesis chapter 45, verses 25 to 28. "So they went up out of Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They told him, 'Joseph is still alive. In fact, he is ruler of all Egypt.' Jacob was stunned. He did not believe them. But when they told him everything Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts Joseph had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, 'I'm convinced my son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.'" The third passage is from Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 to 5. "So Israel set out with all that was his, and when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, 'Jacob, Jacob.' 'Here I am,' he replied. 'I am God, the God of your father,' he said. 'Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again. And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. And Jacob left Beersheba, and Israel's sons took their father, Jacob, and their children and their wives in the carts that Pharaoh had sent to transport him. The last passage is from Matthew chapter 12, verses 28 to 33. Jesus says, "But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is why we can forget to be with God. What is the consequence? Today's catch made me shivered and shocked. I found out something in the life of Jacob that I can't believe that could happen. Jacob experienced God many times. God changed his name to Israel 2 times and commanded him to go back to Canaan, the promised land God gave to Abraham and Isaac. Up to that time, Jacob could be able to listen to God's voice. But right away, his beloved wife Rachel died and everything changed. That was around 1903 BC. In that year, Jacob stopped listening to God's voice and his whole family was broken. His 10 sons wanted to kill their brother Joseph and then sold him to go to Egypt. It's like leaving God, then his family was broken. Until he knew his beloved son Joseph was not dead and became the prime minister of Egypt, Genesis chapter 45, verse 27 says, "The spirit of their father Jacob revived." That was around 1875 BC. The father of Israelites needed 28 years to have his spirit revived. And he needed 28 years to worship God and make sacrifice to him again. Then God spoke to him again and gave him the promise of God with you. Today's Matthew chapter 12, verses 24 to 32, Jesus describes Satan as strong man. The strong man can enter into human souls to take possession of that soul as a man broke in a house. Only with the power of the Holy Spirit that house can be taken again by Jesus and people's souls revived, just like how Jacob was being revived. I believe that Jacob angry against God to take away his beloved wife and then his beloved son. Because of that, Jacob cut relationship with God. But because of his close relationship with God before that, his son Joseph learned that from him, and Joseph had a very intimate relationship with God and had the gift of prophecy and many other gifts from the Holy Spirit. Joseph, by the power of the Holy Spirit, kicked out the strong man Satan, and that Jacob was being revived as the same as the prodigal son became conscious. So how about you? Revived? Wake up yet? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to be captured by this strong man Satan, to be in a spiritual coma, and that I remember to be with you each day so that you can use me to bring your healing, freedom, and salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how about you? Revived? Wake up? Number two, what is your next step to be with God more often? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. How about find a time as soon as possible to listen to this podcast with your family members as an action to be with the Lord? May the Lord bless you.